Hello, I'm Lord Lathan, servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent to the world. I'm making this audio in the office of my home in Plano, Texas. I want to talk about the past of 9 years. Beginning in the '04, amen. And I want to share with the world from Psalm 23, amen. Psalm 23, and I want to share my experience or experiences, whatever they may be, during the past, since 2004, up to today. Amen? Now I want to begin with Psalm 23, verse 1. First, I want to say, I already have, but I want you to hear it. I am a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And I've served him with my spirit in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ since way back in the, maybe, what was he? Certainly the early 80s. Maybe even, we should say, in the 70s. That would be 1970s. Amen. So, let us talk first about verse 1, 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What I'm going to be sharing with you, what I've walked through, the Lord was my shepherd from the outset. He led me into it. He even ordained that I walked through it for you. Amen. So, when he says that I will not want, that's the truth. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. While I'm walking through the words of Psalm 23. I shall not want, and let me say, I haven't wanted during any of this time. In the '04, when the power of darkness came against me, it wanted to destroy me, and God allowed it to happen. I've never wanted one time for the love of God, for the love of God to be shared in my heart. Not once. There's no fear of love. No fear of love. So not one time did I ever fear that I wouldn't go through this in victory. Not once. Now, there's no fear of love. So, I wasn't afraid that I would make it. No, that didn't happen. So, you need to understand that. Amen. Also, during that time, during the past years, about 4, actually, there have been certain people that never refused to let the love of God flow through their hearts toward me. Now, in Isaiah 53, Jesus was despised and rejected of man. I have been despised and rejected of man. During all of this time, from '04 up to now, God's love never left me. It was always with me. I do. I'd overcome and be victorious. God ordered it. Also, some people's hearts had the love in them perfected to the point that God's love would blow through them, a human being that lived on this earth at the time I am here, and their love never failed. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Incredible. During these years, God maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and there he fed me. Things that heretofore he had not fed me. Oh, what a joyous time it is to know the man that died, was buried, and rose again the third day. Jesus of Nazareth. A man just like me. A man just like me. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you laid your life down for me and the entire human race. Oh, what a victory that Jesus won for all that will believe on him. Hallelujah. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. There he fed me with things that he had not yet fed me with years earlier. He fed me the Word. Oh, yeah, the Word of God. Oh, how great Jesus Christ is. What a great Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is able to save to the uttermost them that will come to him and believe. He made me lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside still waters. He led me by the Holy Spirit. He led me by the Holy Spirit beside the still waters. Steady, still. Still waters. Not rough waters. Not stormy waters. No, not stormy waters. Still waters. Oh, what a blessing this man, Jesus, is to me and you that will believe. Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. There he fed me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. What more? He restoreth my soul, my will, intellect, and emotion. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. What a Savior. What a Savior Jesus is. He restores, is restoring, and has restored much of my soul. Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Glory be to Jesus. Yay. Is that next? I walk.
He leadeth me in the paths of
righteousness. Oh, yes. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because when he leadeth you and I in paths of righteousness. He's finishing your faith, authoring and finishing your faith, that your faith might be imputed to you for righteousness' sake. That's what he's been doing with me for, 40-some years. But since 04, it's been a glorious journey. It leads me in paths of righteousness. What's next, Kathy? That's what I thought. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Is that in the Bible?
Yes.
Did I quote it right?
Yes.
Thank you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He has led me through the shadow of the valley of death. Death was on every side. Every side. I thought almost every day I was going to die. But I was only in the shadow of death. Not death, just in death's shadow. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death, on every side, at least since 2004. Death. On every side, as in the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thy rod and thy staff comforts me. Is that right?
I will fear no evil for thy
rod. Oh, yes. I've got somebody here making sure I follow the word. I will fear no evil. You know what? It's been great since 2004. I did not fear any evil, not one bit. Oh, now, you know, it's written on my website about those that despise me, rejected me, and thought I'd die. Did fear any evil. Why did I fear evil? Because thy rod and thy staff comforted me. Is that right?
That is right.
Oh, yeah. Rod, authority. The authority of Jesus that he gave to me. His authority and his staff, his shepherd's crook. Looks like a cane that kept me in line following him. They what? Comforted me. Oh, what a Savior. Thank God. What's next, Katie?
Thou preparest a table before
Oh, yes. God, the shepherd, Jesus, has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, I can quote a bunch of your names, but you're not worth it. Amen. God has prepared a table before me in the presence of all you bloggers. Bless you. Table before me, presence of all my enemies. What do you do next? Anoint my head?
That's right.
Now, that's anointed my head with oil. Lord. The anointing destroys the yoke. Oh, shakabadi, I'll come back. Oh, shakadadabadi bay. Shakadadabay. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And those that fear me, they shall inherit my land. Those that fear me shall walk in the power of my salvation. They shall see the glory of the Lord. They shall see my glory as it returns to the earth. They shall meet me in the air, for they are my children, saith the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Amen. What's next?
My cup runneth over.
Oh, yes. By the anointing that's in my cup runneth over. And it runs over on my enemies and my friends. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. My cup runneth over. The anointing in me runneth over on you. On those of you that thought you taught me something, you taught me nothing. The Lord taught me. Amen. Cup runneth over. What is next, Shirley?
Shirley.
Oh, yes. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That sounds like life to me. That sounds like that I'm dead, huh? What do you think? Well, love you all. Lord's my shepherd. He'll become yours. And then I think I will close this audio now and bless you and thank God for you. And I will return later speaking to you through an audio. And I want to say, God bless you. Good day. Joel Davidson, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ.